Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
I am honored once again to talk to you from Belgium, here from my practice, talking to you about stress, about self-care, about authentic success. And this week is not different because I am talking to a very, very special lady that I am so excited to meet, Dr. Rena El-Falaki, and she is a lot of things. She's a leader in the field of health for over more than 20 years. I know she's a mother of, I think it's 3 kids. I'm not sure. She is a multi-award winning business owner, a certified professional coach and energy leadership master practitioner. She's also an international speaker, trainer, researcher, visiting professor. All these things, writing a first international best-selling author. An expert writer on so many different topics, empowerment, being happy, stress management, behavior change, leadership, work-life balance. Now, this is a woman of my heart, and I think we have so many things in common. When I looked her up, I thought this is a lady that we need to have on this show to inspire you out there, because I have had such great news this week about this radio show. And you all know how much I appreciate this platform, UK Health Radio, and all the presenters, all the amazing shows, the content every single week that is out there for you to listen to be inspired and motivated. And Johan Ilgenfritz, the owner of UK Health Radio, I had a little call with him. He's in London. I am here in Belgium. And we had a little call around my figures of the show, because really, we work hard behind the scenes. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into these shows. And I just want to let you know that I want to say thank you from my heart to yours. I really want to repeat this. Thank you from my heart to yours. Why? Because Johan was telling me about the numbers of my show. And can you believe that last week we reached 42,700 people with the show on last week's show. So I am actually absolutely so thankful, so appreciative, so honored that you out there are listening every single time again and again to my show. I've been doing this now for 2.5 years, and I can only say that I'm doing this with still today with lots of passion. And so I want to say thank you for your loyalty, for taking your health and well-being into your own hands, for sitting in the driver's seat of your own car, for instead of being busy maybe with social media, maybe with listening into certain things, news, bad news, drama, you are listening and integrating insights and wisdom from experts from all over the world, listening to this channel, UK Health Radio, and listening to this show. Because I do the best I can to bring you experts every single week. Maybe not the most known ones all over the world, because it's sometimes hard to reach these, but I love to talk to experts all over the world who have lived the journey from stress to authentic success, who can tell us by example how amazing this journey is. And this week, it's not going to be less, because I know and I can feel that Dr. Rena El-Falaki is one of these women that you want to listen to. So I will speak to you just now after this little break.
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, and as I said in the intro, this is going to be such an authentic conversation with a beautiful Dr. Rena Al-Falaki. And I am so excited to have you on the show today.
I'm so excited to be here.
Why? Because we both are a little bit in the same pond, meaning that we have a real focus on, I believe, authenticity and being aligned with who you are. Can you tell me a little bit, Dr. Rena, to anyone listening today, what is your story that today you work on people's identity and people's authenticity? What is your story about this?
You know, what I find so fascinating, and I say this from my own experience, having been there as a highly successful career woman, running her own business, you know, going around the globe, speaking, and thinking that she was great and a mother of three, and yet not realizing that I wasn't being my authentic self.
Wow.
And I thought that being authentic meant, you know, I was just coming across as a really nice, genuine, caring, loving person, which is who I was, who would do anything for anybody and give anything to everybody, without really recognizing that that isn't actually authenticity. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it led to, similar to you, the ultimate crash, because I didn't listen. I mean, let's face it, pain happens for a reason, right? We get set back for a reason, and it's your choice whether you learn from them or are able to learn from them and come back. And so often we sweep them under the carpet, particularly when you're a very busy professional.
Yes, and a mom and every, you know, all the balls, you know, juggling all the balls, yes.
Exactly. So I think it was eventually, for me, a point when I found myself unable to walk and get home and know that my kids were waiting for me, small kids, at a school bus stop, and I couldn't get to them. Luckily, they had each other to eventually realize that something had to change, and I finally had to start owning myself, which I then did with the help of a coach. So yeah, a lot of tragedies, a lot of relationship breakups, a lot of health issues, a lot
Can you tell us the biggest change? What was the biggest challenge, or call it problem? What was your wake up call? Was that the, on the bus stop there? That was the wake up call.
That was the wake up call. Yeah.
And what was the chronic thing? Because that's always interesting for people that are not listening to the symptoms. What was actually the underlying chronic stress?
Yeah. So the wake up call was that last bit of just I'm living this super successful life, and if I'm busy doing, and in the end, this isn't a life. So it was actually, it was this deep-seated unhappiness in me that never showed on the surface, hence the authenticity, right? I was always smiling. I smiled through everything, every pain and tragedy in my life. And yet inside it was this deep unhappiness, and it would take little things to feed it. You know, like I'd be invited to go and lecture in another country, or I'd get a great testimonial from a patient and I'd feel good, but that was just a short-term fixed. So the ultimate thing got to the point where, like I said, I was sitting on a wall, unable to walk, and it was an issue with my heart. And then, of course, I ignored it because the next day I was fine, right? But as we do, until eventually I would get days where, you know, I couldn't get up, I couldn't function properly. And eventually I did go and see a cardiologist, and he diagnosed me with something. Well, he had a suspected diagnosis with something called POTS, postural tachycardia syndrome.
Oh, I don't know that.
No. And when I went home that day, he said, I'm not absolutely sure, but there seems to be this pattern. Go and look it up. And I started to read these stories of people who used to hike and climb mountains and were really active, like me, whose lives were completely debilitated and couldn't do that anymore. And
Like heart palpitations, or it like a cardiac rhythm kind of thing?
Your heart beats so fast. And for me, you know, and so I just bought a townhouse, and the suggestion was you're probably going to have to live in a bungalow. And
Before.
Oh, I laugh about it now, but it was just like, but I'm a doer. You know, who's going to debilitate me, or that I'd have to be on lifetime meds? And obviously, as a clinician, there's no way I wanted to be on lifetime meds. And that was my turning point, because I phoned up a friend, and I've just been to see this cardiologist, and he thinks this is what's wrong with me. And I don't want to be labeled. I don't want this label. And it was this friend who turned around and said, Rena, forget about the cardiologist. He's just doing his job of what he thinks is going on. You're the one who has the label. You're the one who's put the label on yourself. Maybe, and who are you trying to prove it to? What are you doing it for? Why have you been this super high achiever? Yes. That was my turning point of, you know what, I don't have to own any labels.
Wow.
3 months later, I went back, and of course I'm a high achiever, right? So I did everything I felt I needed to do that the cardiologist recommended, which was, of course, manage my stress, do actually more exercise, not less. In other words, don't feel sorry for yourself. Mm. Keep really hydrated. And that often happens, and maybe we can go on to that later, how when people are ill, it's very so easy to get into victim mode. I'm not well, and therefore I need people to look after me. Actually be more proactive. Mm. And I went on this even more stronger, profound personal development journey to understand who I was, and to recognize that that smile was actually a mask. And maybe I needed to start showing some vulnerability. Yeah. Maybe I needed to start trusting people. Maybe I needed to start sharing things with people. Maybe I needed to actually ask for help. And recognize that all the emotions that I had held in need to come out, because I had no voice. I never used to tell anybody about my feelings. If anyone said to me, how do you feel about something? In fact, my throat would clog up. And so it was that, which, I mean, I simplify it now. Of course, we know that change is never easy, right? Change is hard. Mm. It's mushy in the middle and it's beautiful at the end.
Yes.
And so when I went to see the cardiologist 3 months later, he actually said, I don't know what you've done, but I don't need to see you again. Wow. So I probably left him maybe thinking that he was wrong. But the fascinating thing now is that, and this is 7 years ago now, the fascinating thing, which I think is really important, is that my body, and I'm sure you can relate to this, has memory.
Yes.
And the minute I'm subjected to a similar stimulus, mm-hmm. which for me is some kind of emotional stress, which is often around certain people, actually. So if I'm a relationship that I realize isn't good for me, before my logic taps in, I start to get symptoms again.
Body gives the signal already. Mm.
It's incredible. So, and I know how to read those instead of ignoring them now. I'm so silly. I need to get on with things. I actually, it just makes me just take time to think, okay, what is it that's going on in my life, either about who I'm around or how I'm behaving, that is now telling me I should not be in this situation. It is my messenger.
Does it have to do with being so sensitive that you, in your relationships, don't dare to set boundaries, don't dare to say no to others, that you always are that pleaser and that giver? Does it have to do with that?
That is a huge, huge element, which you hinted at yourself, right? The giver. And that is certainly who I was. And so many of us who work in the industry of health and are of service have very few boundaries, because so we do it out of love. So I needed to learn to develop boundaries. I have boundaries now. I actually have very strong boundaries. Everything is a habit, right?
Yes.
So we have to learn to value ourselves. We have to learn to love ourselves, which sounds ridiculous. But that's what I had to learn to do. And in fact, I'll tell you a story. On my 50th birthday, I had a small dinner with I thought, some of my oldest and most intimate friends. There were 20 of us in a room. And I assigned them a job. I wasn't going to give a speech. They all had to give a little,
great. I love
2 minutes speech or story about me. If I digress, I thought at the end of that, I thought, actually, if I go now, I've done pretty well, because these people are amazing. But they loved me. But when I started this speech, and I was nearly in tears, because it's probably the first time I've actually said that to some of those friends, that I finally learned to love myself. Mm. And a lot of them just washed over it. Oh, Rena, don't be so silly. We love you. We love you. But I just said, no, guys, you don't understand. Mm. This is me at the age of 50. I feel like I'm finally alive, and I've learned to love who I am.
Can I ask you something, Dr. Rena? Because I do believe the more experience I have with in my own life and with clients, the more it goes about unlearning. And to me, you have unconditional love for yourself when you are born, you know? So it's more about unlearning the criticism and the fears of not being good enough. And the unconditional love, to me, loving ourselves, is something that we already know how to do, but we have, can you see what I'm saying? We have learned to not love ourselves. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So I often say, you live life forwards, but really, to live life forwards, you need to go backwards.
Yes. Yes.
Because actually, you need to go back to the person you were born as. Mm. This child with unconditional love.
Yes.
And it needn't be, I think it's really important to get this across here as well. This needn't be some huge, massive tragedy or childhood trauma, right?
No. True.
I mean, in my case, it was. There was abuse that I buried till I got into my 20s and realized that I had actually become such a high achiever.
As a survival mechanism or something?
To prove to myself that I was worthy, that I must be a good person.
Yes, I agree.
So that the world must love and respect me.
Yes.
Because inside I didn't. I mean, it took me a long time to work that out. But not everybody has had some huge major trauma, right? I mean, I just ran one of our Nail It boot camps, and one of the things I ask our attendees to do is to share some vulnerability, some event. And some people had some serious stuff, and other people, they're just, you know, they're business people, they're professionals, they're shrugging their shoulders thinking, oh. But as other people shared, they realized that it might just be a small thing. Yes. About how their parents viewed them, what their parents' expectations were of them, that actually ended up limiting them or affecting them in their lives.
I agree. I had a client this week who, and which is maybe something we can talk about, who was rejected by her little friend at the age of 11. That's not normally when you know, a trauma, but to her, it impacted her so much that she took it on as a trauma. Now friends change and friends, you know, but at that age, it seemed for her authentic self, it seemed like I'm not good enough. They are rejecting me. And we all know the fear of rejection is so big. So I so relate to this. Thank you for mentioning that. Now, what are you to today? What is your, who have you become today? And what is your passion, mission, purpose in this world?
Yeah, I mean, today, I mean, so I've always been, I call myself a light worker, right? I have always been somebody who's wanted to help people. And I did it very much in the traditional health area. But what was fascinating is that the work that I did and the specialty I went into as a specialist dental surgeon, I was always interested in people. And so my specialty it was periodontitis, so people with gum disease, which is a chronic illness that actually we know now it impacts on every other part of people's health. It's considered an indicator for early death, even. Because if it's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, all other kinds
of. Does that mean our mouth, our gene is so important? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. It's your oral health is massive.
Yes.
But when I treat those patients, it's not, I have to really tap into their mindset, because I have to understand how they've got to where they have. And I go actually deep into their lives. They end up saying it feels like a counseling check, because I'm looking for the indicators of stress, negative life events, how they deal with stress, what their lifestyle is like, what their lifestyle habits are like. Do they smoke? What their weight is like, what they eat, what they drink, how they communicate. People think, what
it's
is
like
that
the underlying to? Layers there?
Because that's actually how they've ended up. Yeah, that's how they've ended up with this inflammation and this chronic disease. So that, and that, I always found that so unbelievably fascinating. And even my thesis was related to stress and the impact it had on patients' response to treatment. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, when you look for your purpose in life, there's always a commonality, right? Mm. So that was always there. And then when I retrained as a coach, which is another story, but it was to develop that part of me of like, you know what, instead of just helping people with physical health,
beautiful,
that what I've done combined with my own personal story allows me to help people on a much more holistic way. And
yes.
I use the word holistic with the WH, as in a whole person.
Yes.
Because that attitude, that mindset is our health.
I agree. And is our wealth.
Which is our wealth. Exactly.
Beautiful.
And so that's why I do what I do. It comes from a very deep love, a very deep passion to give people. And I don't say the word help people here, right? Because I think that depowers people. It's to give people a support platform to enable them to be that person they were born as.
To become more of themselves.
To enjoy life. To be in joy.
Yes. Beautiful. Yeah. And so if anyone out there listening now to our conversation and really recognizing here and there some, what would you say in your system or in your approach would be the first thing that you talk about when you talk about stress management?
So it's interesting actually, because the stress management comes in from so many different elements. So our system that spells out NAILIT, it stands for your needs, your attitude, your integrity, limitless intuition, and tangibility.
Okay.
And you could put stress into all of those elements, right?
Okay.
If you don't honor your needs, if you don't learn to communicate your needs and set boundaries and become emotionally intelligent, that's our Kickstart Wellbeing Framework, you're going to have stress.
Of course.
If you're not integral to who you are, you're not your authentic person, you don't live by your values, then again, you're going to have stress.
Of course.
If you, the limitless piece, you know, again, if you, which I call the boundless beliefs model, if you do not understand what your beliefs are, if you do not choose empowering beliefs, if you not do not instill them, if you do not shine limelight,
integrate them
to challenge your truth, again, there will be stress. And I think an interesting teaching point here that will perhaps really help your listeners is the mindset bit. That's the attitude part about stress, right? And they say, you know, attitude is possibly 80% of things. And it's what we actually think about stress is a fascinating
thing. That in itself is already something.
It's huge, right? So, of course, you'll understand the elements of needing to create resilience and strength and be solution-focused and solve problems. But it's actually what people think stress is. And they've done some fascinating research out of Stanford University here that if you actually view stress as, it's not the stress, it's how you, if you view it as debilitating.
It's your perception.
The self-talk. If you tell yourself, this is going to be really stressful. I'm going into a stressful, your entire body's biology sets that up and they feel more stress. So one of the solutions to that is actually challenging yourself to say, what is another way to look at this? How can I view this? And actually learning to rise to the challenge and recognize that also a sense of connection and community, that there are other people possibly in the same boat. So it's not all about me. So you can shift yourself out of that victim as well, because right, we all want to help people, right? When we think of there's a crisis, you know, imagine, you know, there's a boat sinking. Most people are not just going to jump off and help themselves. Most people will try to help someone else, right? Natural human instinct.
Yes.
I'm going to actually bring somebody with me, right? Because actually we don't want to be alone in life. That's our human instinct. But it's the same thing in a stress situation when we're in fright or flight. All of our senses are heightened and we have enormous amounts of energy and ability in that situation because it's survival.
Yes.
But actually it becomes, instead of, I don't need to just be alone, I can bring somebody with me, and actually it's going to make it even better. So if you actually learn to rise to the challenge, I think that mindset piece is probably the most
key.
Powerful.
Very key. So your nail it system. Can you tell us a little story of a client who was there and then after the nail it system, you know, how they came out, just to have a little example?
Yeah. So, I mean, the system, it's not some boring didactic teaching anyway. You know, we do it through an experience because you actually learn 90% more than if you were just reading a book or if you were just sat in a classroom. So we take people through challenges and games, if you like, that mimic things that might come up in every day. So then they'll realize how they cope with particular stresses. And therefore, how
is it in group or is it like a one-on-one thing?
It's groups. We typically, we would have a group, but then we'll put people, sometimes they'll have an individual exercise or a group one. And actually, I'll tell you about one of my exercises first, because it's my favorite one. And this is what particularly people who are higher end, you know, professional CEOs and things, it really challenges them, because we call it the leadership walk.
Oh, nice.
And they have to walk in complete silence. And the first thing is I put them in order. Now, people don't like being told what to do, right? People would naturally go to the front or the back, right? That's their comfort zone.
Yes.
So, of course, I've already got to know them, so I make them uncomfortable, because the whole point is you have to find the comfort in the discomfort. That's what life is. That's how you deal with stress.
Yes.
And sometimes I'll walk really painfully slowly. And sometimes I'll go really fast and they have to follow me. And again, that mimics life, right? Sometimes you're forced to go faster than you want to. And sometimes you're forced to, you want to overtake. And it, honestly, the dynamics is fascinating because you do, you get people, I can't go this slowly. I've got to overtake and I'm fed up of this. And then we'll go round and round. It's very, very funny, but it's so telling because people realize then when they're made uncomfortable, how they actually cope and how they can create resilience. So that's just one example. But yeah, I have some fantastic success stories of people who have been to the boot camps. And I'll choose one in particular, actually, because for her, so she was a professional, she's a dentist. And for her, her life, she was a massive coper. You know, her favorite phrase was, it's all fine, it's all fine. Very successful in her career. But her marriage had broken down, which took her a long time to come to terms with. There was a lot of anger with why this happened without taking responsibility for it. And actually, they stayed together like so many couples until their children went to university. So she needed to learn to cope with that as well. And she was having to sell their house, change jobs. And everything on the surface, like I said, always seemed fine. No one ever knew that she had any problems because she never, ever exposed any vulnerability to anybody.
Typical. She,
always the person who was there for everybody, the person who you would go to four problems and she would fix them for you. A very typical kind of alpha personality, right? And what was fascinating was after the boot camp, something shifted in her. I mean, one, she was inevitably motivated, which is what we aim to do, to make changes. So actually she came and joined our Nail It annual walk. We do this 26-mile hike for Macmillan Cancer Care for charity every year. And so she challenged herself to do this. She'd never done any walking. She challenged herself to do that. So it was raising money for charity. And she realized in that people who actually wanted to help contribute. She gave herself a physical challenge. She has an amazing relationship now with her ex-husband. They're actually best friends and their kids are at university. Amazing. I mean, she even stays at his house in London when she's in London and when the kids come back. They get on so well now. And she learned in learning to expose her vulnerability, the new job that she has, she's instead of just going into work and coming back and nobody knowing her, she's now got a whole new family.
Of course.
Because she exposed a little, she allowed herself to connect on a deeper level. She trusted people where she never had before. And now, I mean, she's having, I know I checked up on her a month ago and there are huge crises going on in her life with her family members being unwell and having cancer. And yet she's now got this fantastic support mechanism where she never had it before. So that's, I mean, at least four changes just from a 3-day experience that have shifted who she has become.
I love it when we talk, every time you talk about expression and being vulnerable, you are showing from your, for those listening, they can't see it, but on the video, I can see how you are showing every time your throat, how the heart, the throat chakra is such an important part for us givers and pleasers. Then instead of just taking, you know, giving out and taking in the problems of others, to actually express, like you say, our own vulnerability. As a child, I always had a throat infection because I was, because I was always, you know, like, I'll keep it in and, you know, whatever I feel, I want to be the good girl, you know, I don't want to be a burden, that kind. So it's that kind of, I love it when you, I just wanted to, you know, to put that out, that you were showing every time from your heart, from your throat chakra. And of course the heart chakra is also important, but it is quite typical to me in my practice. And I believe that's what you're explaining, how this throat chakra needs to be used. And, you know, the energy in there can't be like stored and contracted. And so that is so important. So thank you for that. Time flies, Dr. Rena.
On one last thing there, and because so many of my clients who come to the boot camps are men. And so I think it's really important to bring that in, that it isn't a weakness. And I couldn't believe this weekend when we just ran a boot camp, how these guys did not want to stop talking once I'd started them.
Yeah.
because they are so, and this wasn't a counseling thing, but they also weren't talking about football and golf.
Yes.
They're talking on a much deeper connected level. Yes. Because they don't get the chance to do that. And it's so important when we look at the rates of mental health and suicide.
Yes. Yes. So is there a statement, a quote that you live by since you have been so, you know, in the crisis that after what, how long is it ago? Like 7 years? In those seven
that
years.
That was the last bit. That was the final
yes.
thing. Yes.
Yes. So is there a quote that you want to share with anyone listening out there that you believe is inspiring, useful, or a word? Some people use a word. Some people use a quote. It's up to you.
I'll talk about the labels, actually, because that's the bit that limits us, right? The ownership.
Okay, in short, and because it's
in short. So yeah. it's that, you know, labels are for packaging.
Oh, labels I love
are
that.
For parcels. Labels are not for people.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that is so beautiful. Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you so much. That on itself was worth this conversation because, you know, that's how we are educated and conditioned with labels. I feel, that is so profound. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to add about authenticity? Because that's what authenticity is all about, eh? Strip the labels, take off the labels and start being who you are.
Mm. Yeah, so I would give people a challenge because people love to have something to do.
That's what we're going to close with.
The challenge is to think of yourself as not as what you do, not as your role in life, but truly as who you are, which means to describe yourself not with an adjective, but with a noun. So for me, I wouldn't say, you know, I wouldn't introduce myself to someone, you know, I'm a coach and a speaker and all these things. Mm. I would say I am vibrant energy.
Yes. Yes.
And beautiful. So I would love your listeners, Howard, at their core, how would they describe themselves? Not by a label.
It's like you talked about in the beginning, that's maybe the circle is round now, that you were talking about a light worker. You know, when I was talking to you, you know, I think it's before we started to record, but you were talking about I'm seeing myself as a light worker. And that is also energy. Hey? It's all about energy. Thank you so much. I'm going to conclude this beautiful interview conversation. Thank you so much, Dr. Renner. And I'll come back to the audience just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
As I expected, this was such a beautiful, vulnerable, authentic conversation. And I trust that you enjoyed it as much as I did. And so let me give you a little summary of what I feel that Dr. Renner has brought to me, because there's a lot in what she said that has really touched me. For example, confirming once again that so many of us, highly successful businesswomen, mothers, high achievers out there, that we are not being authentic, even if we think we are, because we are the giver, the pleaser, the helper, really doing every single day as much as we can. We often are not authentic. We don't have boundaries. We have a smile on our face, but it's often a mask. So if you recognize yourself in that, please connect with me, because there's so much we can do. Or connect with Dr. Renner for her system that she was talking about, the Nail It. And I really loved it. The first letter N is about the needs. And as we were explaining, for us sensitive people, it is so important, even as a child, to already be able to express our needs. So that throat chakra is really, really important, because it's about the expression of our needs, our emotions. And so I truly, truly loved the way she talked about being a light worker, about the perception that we often have of stress. We think often of stress of something negative. And that in itself is a negative energy, is an energy of contraction. So we need to be aware of how we perceive, how we view stress. Instead of being in that victim modus, to turn that perception around. I really loved that. And oh, how I loved the expression she was saying about labels. Let me repeat this here. Labels are for packages. Labels are for parcels. Labels are not for people. And I see every week in my practice, our people come to me with certain things like ADHD, ADD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, all these labels that we are putting on ourselves. And that we need to take off and go within and go into that authentic self and be exactly who we are. Don't own the labels. When doctors told me that I would never be able to walk a flight of stairs again, let alone work again, I did not accept this as my label, as my truth. So did Dr. Renner. She did not accept any label. So that to me is one of the best things we heard today. And so take on the challenge and go and describe, think of yourself and describe yourself as a noun, not as an adjective, as a I am happiness. I am abundance. Not I am abundant, but I am abundance. Can you feel the energetic difference in vibration? I am not wealthy, but I am pure wealth. So I am going to leave you with this today. I truly believe I want to say thank you again for being such a loyal listener to my show. I really appreciate you. I send you all my love. I have a candle here burning every single day. I am expanding that love and light towards you out there. Know that you are not alone and you are always welcome to connect with me at danielle@danielsachs.com. I'm going to leave you for now and I will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.